Hey, you guys. This morning, I want to share something with y'all. For those of y'all out there who are still skeptical and still questioning some of these things, because I know you're out there, okay? I want to talk to you for a minute about clones and soul snatching or soul scalping or soul removal, whatever you want to call it, okay? Now, some of you, you know, don't believe Donald Marshall and what he's saying. So I always try to come with other sources too that are saying and verifying the same things. So today, we're not going to listen to Donald Marshall. We're going to listen to a Miss Carla Turner. Okay? She is speaking at a conference on alien abductions, and she touches on cloning through alien technology, which we know that's the fallen angel technology. We know aliens are demons, okay? And she's touching on that technology, which is from them. And I want y'all to listen to this clip. Somebody out there, I believe it was Miss Tammy. God bless you, Miss Tammy. She shared this with me. Listen to this part.
And without going into a great deal of detail, I will point out just one example. I report on this in the book Taken. Several people, abductees, that and I have personally worked with have been shown cloned bodies aboard craft or in facilities. And we'll talk a little bit more about the details of these in a moment. Just for purposes of the deception and the lying capability, I will use this little story. Pat, who's one of the cases in my book, was shown a copy of her body that was in storage with a number of other human bodies. She was told it was for the resurrection. And if you know your Bibles, you know when the resurrection comes, we will all get new bodies. Pat was raised in a very simple Christian fundamentalist background. The aliens, throughout their encounters with Pat and her family, had used the religious symbolism to bond with the family and to instill confidence in them. They'd even had Jesus beam into the room at one point when the Grays were abducting the grandmother and say, "It's okay, they're with me." Pat was told that this body, this cloned copy, would be her new body for the resurrection, and this was extremely moving and religious for this woman. However, another woman, also reported on in the book, was shown a copy of her new body in an entirely different scenario, of course, and was told, in fact, if she didn't cooperate with the agenda the aliens had picked out for her, she could be replaced with that body and nobody'd ever notice the difference. And in a third case, we actually had that occur on a temporary basis. A woman was abducted on her way to work and shown on a viewing screen her clone going to work in her place, and nobody knew the difference. So are these bodies for the resurrection, blessed by God Himself, or are they threatened potential replacements? Aliens didn't get their stories quite straight in those cases. What about the cloning? I mentioned this earlier. And I'm not talking about just the potential and I think very evidentially supported idea that the little gray workers you're all so familiar with, like the little guy down here on the floor, are cloned, produced, manufactured like, you know, we do Fords, Chevys. Not just this kind of cloning of the same sort of creatures to go out and do the work, but also the cloning of human bodies, which, as I said, have been shown to abductees. Sometimes they match and are identical to the human in the situation. Sometimes they're just a bunch of identical bodies, inert, adult bodies. In one case, a man was taken to a facility in which he saw a room in which there were about 40 inert human bodies, 20 male, 20 female. The males were all identical to each other. The females were identical to each other, and they were beautiful, blonde, healthy specimens.
Okay, maybe soul scalping or snatching has really seemed way out there to you, and you just can't swallow that one either, because the first part we just watched was on cloning, right? Listen as Carla talks about the aliens and their ability to remove the soul and place it into a different body. They are very interested in our souls. Listen to this clip, y'all. They talk about a soul recycling center, and they talk about the soul energy being captured.
Fact number 10, and this is the last in my short list of facts, it is a fact that the aliens show a mysterious interest in the human soul. And I say mysterious because of the kinds of things they do and say concerning it. Now, this part of the phenomenon is so rarely discussed in public that I don't think we really have a good pool of data to proceed on a serious discussion, but I'd like to bring it up because it is a fact that the interest is there and mysterious, and we should be concerned about it. There are a number of intriguing reports that we could start with. For instance, a young girl who the aliens asked if they could borrow her soul. Two of different abductees, totally different, totally isolated from each other. It happened to both come from the St. Louis area, both shown at the age of 5, a gigantic metallic spherical object somewhere in space, and we're told in essence it was the soul recycling center. Reports of abductees who recall apparent past lives in which they've inhabited alien bodies with their souls. And even in one case, a man who watched as his young body was killed and his soul energy released, captured in a container, and taken to a new replacement body where it was reintroduced into the body through the technology of the little black box you might have heard about in some of these cases.
Okay, you guys, and as always, I ask you to pray. Let your Holy Spirit speak to you about these things. Do your own research, okay? Do your own study. It's out there. It's out there for all of us to know what's going on right now. I want to leave you with this verse, Matthew 10:28. And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Thanks for watching, you guys.